Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer, the connection, if you will, between the family farm, the food that we eat, and our families in general. That's what I attempt to do every week. I'm Doug Steffen here for almost an hour's worth of conversation. First stop is the news, or at least a couple of news stories that I think are very important for the American family farmer. And then we'll have a conversation with Jennifer Fahey, who has been here with us before. She's from Farm Aid. It's interesting because Farm Aid coming back around again. Let's find out how that's going to work and how that might influence you and other family farmers. And then I'll have my commentary about some things that are going on, including right to repair. The things, I can't believe some of the stuff that some of these big businesses are able to get away with, frankly. But first, this news, the situation here in Dairyland, and when I say here, I'm a dairy guy, but I'm not actually, Massachusetts, not exactly Dairyland. Vermont is, New York is, Wisconsin is, California is, some of the other, like the southwestern states where they have these huge, big factory farms that have thousands and thousands of cows. I don't consider them to be dairy. I do consider Wisconsin, however, to be one of our main dairy states. And for a long time, as long as I can remember, if you had 20, 30, 40 cows, you could make a few bucks. You had 100, make a little more. Average size of the dairy farms in Wisconsin when I was a kid was like 65, 70 cows. Now, woof. And when you look at some of the small farmers and you understand what they go through in order to survive, I saw an auction notice the other day, a farmer auctioning off. He had 64 milking cows, and he had like another 50 young stock heifers, calves, that sort of thing. Guy was 55 years old, and he obviously looked like he was, you can take a look at the picture, the guy's stressed out because he had to sell his farm, he had to sell the cows. Now, the average for these Holsteins was about $1,800, which is pretty good for the market. I mean, around where I am, if you can get $1,200, $1,400 for a good Holstein, that's a lot. And some of the, I bought some Jersey dairy cows this year, $600-$700, and they are really nice cows. But because of what's going on in the industry, the value of cows has gone down as the value of milk production has gone down every year since 2004. And you can directly correlate that to the presidency of George Bush. I've made it very clear how I felt about that. And the Suiza family coming in, taking over the words that were in the law books changed because they were able to raise $4 million for George Bush's campaign, and as soon as he got into office, all of the regulations as to ownership, it's kind of like the same thing happened in broadcasting, deregulation. So there's one family that took over about 75% of the fluid milk supply, and they made it their business to beat farmers up, to encourage large farms, so they had to do, they dealt with fewer people, that was better for their bottom line. And so now, the story of this former dairy farmer who was interviewed by one of the farm service agencies, saying basically the headline is there is no future in dairy, none at all. And so you look at pictures of these people with their empty barns, quiet, and the family, thinking about their family and how they, this fellow's a third generation farmer on this land, but he's been driven away by the need to have 500 cows or more, which he couldn't handle because he couldn't get workers. One of the other things that I saw in the news this week, the number of people who are applying for jobs, and I'm thinking this is Wisconsin again, as a matter of fact, where there were hundreds of jobs available. As a matter of fact, in one county, there were, I don't know, 140 jobs available for milkers, that sort of thing, and not one white American applied for the job. Not one. It was all Hispanics. And people, I got nothing against Hispanics, except what we're finding here is that with another example of it making it much easier for people to collect welfare, the Americans say they don't want to do this hard work anymore. Well, if there are no jobs, and this is your choice, you either go hungry or you have a job on a farm. How come we're not getting people to go to the farm? It's probably a good question, right? Anyway, I find when I look at the news about these auctions and what people are selling out for and how hopeless these people feel because there's really nothing, you know, that they could have done, I guess, differently, that they felt good about. They wanted to be able to make a living. And you can't find any farms now. And by the way, the margins, if you have 300 to 400 cows, you're lucky if the margins are 3 to 5% a year. Remember, I've told you how many times, and you've probably seen this or heard it elsewhere as well, what the bottom line is when it comes to every dollar. If a farmer gets 15 cents, especially a dairy farmer, 15 cents out of every dollar, he or she is doing well. So this I've sort of blended with the real story of what was going on in Wisconsin with my own thoughts about it, kind of putting the news and my thoughts, the analysis, if you will, together. I just find it more than disgusting. It really is. It's the end of something's very important to America. And you know what's happening? This is another part of this, the way that people are changing their habits. What are they buying and how are they buying it? This whole business of buying almond milk. Come on. But I did go to Wisconsin again for a focus on who's working on dairy farms. Migrants, not seasonal migrants, not like crop farms, but the migrants that are coming up from Mexico especially, that apparently are good workers. Yeah, and there's nobody complaining about their work ethic, but what the complaint is that we don't have enough people, enough men, white men, a lot of women are applying for these jobs. Actually, more what I see happening is the more women are actually running the farms, able to do it instead of the husband has a job off the farm and the women, the wives, are managing with the children to run the farm. And I don't know, that's something that's not new, though. I've seen that happening around where I am for a long time. So anyway, I see all these stories this week about dairying, and because I'm a dairy guy, a Jersey guy, for the most part, I raise some other heifers, but I have a few Holsteins here and there, a few red Holsteins. But I mostly prefer, and once in a while, a brown Swiss and a Guernsey, but I prefer the Jerseys. And it's just hard. I have to go further and further out every year because of farms going out of business that have really good quality Jerseys. I go out further to find good heifers to New York State. I think I told the story on the air earlier this year about going to an Amish farm in upstate New York, getting some really good quality young heifers, calves that were not weaned yet, and had very good luck with them this year. But again, you got to go further out. So I'm wondering, okay, where are the people in my backyard getting their milk? The milk is coming, being shipped in here from New York, from farms, well, not this Amish farm, because he's doing organic milk, and he's getting $41 a hundredweight, which is what everybody should be paid for all grades of milk, in my estimation. All right, so there's some food for thought. We're going to find out more about Farm Aid as it's coming up around the corner. That's up next here on the American Family Farmer this week. I'm Doug Steffen with a thought about you and keeping yourself clean and feeling good about being clean. Every day at the end of the day, you get into the shower, and when you get out of the shower, you reach for a towel, and what the towel feels like, does it push the water around? You don't really feel like you're getting dry. Well, my suggestion is you go to MyPillow's website, MyPillow.com, and get the info that's there in the product catalog as to how the MyPillow towel is made and what you get. It's really kind of cool. It actually does absorb, which is kind of a novelty with towels today. You think, wait a minute, the reason they have a towel is because they want to get dry. Well, you get that 60-day money-back guarantee with MyPillow towels, well, with everything that's there. This is great cotton grown in the United States. Lots of different colors. All the towel sets come with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Usually, it's $109.99 for these, and that's good value. Right now, though, using the DJV promo code, it's $39.99 for that set. So you're going to, in essence, get two and a half sets for the price of one. At MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll see a square there. Enter the promo code DJV. And while you're there, look around at some of the other discounts on all the MyPillow products you can give, you can get by using the code DJV. The Giza Dream Sheets and the MyPillow Pillows, all that good stuff. Find it at MyPillow.com. Buy it using the MyPillow promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, here we are back on the American Family Farmer. Let's get introduced again to Jennifer Fahey, who is from Farm Aid. And because this year's announcement has been made as to where they're going to have Farm Aid, what the expectations are, who's going to be performing, all that good stuff. This is a wonderful tradition. And I have to tell you that I've always found Willie Nelson to be, at least on the surface, I've never met him, but certainly been to plenty of Farm Aids. And see him up there, or to think that he's still at it after all these years. That's what I want to do. I kind of want to go back. This is a good time for Jennifer and I to go back over the history of Farm Aid and find out how much has been raised, who's been helped. I mean, there are millions, tens of millions of dollars have been raised over the years. I think it goes back about 20 years, as a matter of fact, or maybe further than that. But I'll get schooled, and you'll get schooled in the situation. And what do we expect? Can you apply for aid and expect to get some help? We'll find out from Jennifer in a matter of moments. Jennifer Fahey here from Farm Aid on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
We'll No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome to the farm.
All right, I'm just going to the website, farmaid.com, farmaidaid.com, where you can go to, I think a lot of farmers were skeptical about this because they thought, hey, these Hollywood guys, Jennifer, back when this all started in the 80s, well, these guys, what do they know about farming? So I guess that's a good place to start. Who's involved? Is it the same crew coming back again? And what do they know about farming?
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Well, hi. you're right. And I was laughing to myself thinking of Willie Nelson as Hollywood, but actually he's been in quite a few movies, so I guess he qualifies. But I have met him and I worked with him, and I know he's one of the least Hollywood people I know. But anyway, he started Farm Aid back in 1985 during the height of the farm crisis. And, you know, basically he was traveling the roads and seeing what was happening across the Midwest with families, farmers losing their farms by the hundreds of thousands. And he said, what can I do? You know, what do I have to help here? And he said, I can play music and I can bring my friends together. So that's what he did. He brought Neil Young and John Mellencamp on board. They serve on our board of directors. They held that first concert in September 1985, raised $7 million, raised national and international awareness about what was happening to farmers in this country, and really set the stage for farmers to organize together across the country and change things in Washington, which is exactly what happened. Of course, we've added Dave Matthews to the board of directors and also Margot Price, and who lost her own family farm when she was just a kid in 1984. So these folks are, they're not Hollywood, but they are certainly celebrities and not full-time farmers. And what they know is that family farmers are essential for all of us, and they want to do what they can to help. So that's Farm Aid in a nutshell.
So do they all, does Mellencamp and Neil Young, do they all have farms? They may claim a little residence time on their farms. I know Willie does. Willie's got a beautiful spread in Texas, and what is outside of Austin, I think, that some of my friends have been to, and they think it's fabuloso. I'd kind of like to go down there myself. But what about Neil Young and John Mellencamp? Do they have farms of their own?
Some of them do, yes. Willie is known for his horse rescue work on his ranch, but he's also working with some local farmers in Texas to introduce some regenerative agriculture methods.
Yeah, I saw that.
We had somebody, as a matter of fact,
on this program a month or so ago who was working with Willie in that very for that very purpose to do
Yes, it must be the young farmers that are doing it. They're incredible and so smart and working a lot of different land to bring local food to folks around Austin. So, and Neil Young, he's had livestock over the years. His son, actually, Ben, he raises chickens and sells eggs around California.
Mm-hmm.
John Mellencamp, he's not directly involved in agriculture, but Dave Matthews has done a lot of farmland preservation, has made that land available to young farmers at reasonable lease rates and is encouraging a lot of young farmers to get involved. And then Margot has been telling us recently about her garden and teaching her kids about where food comes from and really getting involved in community gardens and farms around her area in Nashville.
Is that one of the things? Let's talk about that when we continue here in the next half hour, about what the job is. Is part of it, one of its, obviously the main reason is to help farmers raise some money, but also to raise awareness of what's going on. And one of the reasons I do this program is because I want to raise awareness among people, even though it's for the family farmer. There are so many things going on that are affecting the food supply that we ought to mix into our discussion here. So let's try to do that as we move on. Jennifer Fahey is here. FarmAid.org is the...
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Unvaccinated people continue to fill hospitals around the country as the number of COVID cases rises. Recent numbers suggest more people are getting vaccinated, though. That's encouraging to those like CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who has been pushing vaccines since taking office 6 months ago. Walensky yesterday telling Fox News, "You can trust the vaccine."
We have vaccinated 164 million Americans. So we have an extraordinary amount of data since December as we started getting vaccinating people, and we've been able to find very, very rare signals when they've occurred, and so I have extraordinary confidence in the safety of these vaccines.
Japan, meanwhile, extending a state of emergency as COVID cases rise during the Olympics. Time runs out to extend a federal eviction moratorium. Efforts to extend it failing yesterday as House Democrats can't get enough support. The moratorium expires at midnight while the House begins a six-week recess. This is USA Radio News. Before recessing yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi swears in a new lawmaker, Texas Republican Jake Elzey taking the oath of office after winning a runoff election this week. Elzey on CBS News discussing his legislative priorities.
So as a congressman now from Texas, securing the southern border, which is a national security issue and a humanitarian issue, but I'm also a fiscal hawk. And I'd like to see us stop spending money that we don't have.
The 51-year-old Elzey defeats the widow of Ron Wright, who held the seat until his death in February. Wright's widow was also endorsed by former President Trump. While Trump didn't endorse him, Elzey says the two had a good phone call after Tuesday's election. Another phone call President Trump made is under scrutiny. New York Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney releasing notes yesterday from a call Trump had with Justice Department officials in December. According to the handwritten notes taken by a DOJ official, Trump told former Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen to say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me, that being Trump. Maloney says the notes show Trump directly instructed our nation's top law enforcement agency to take steps to overturn a free and fair election. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Back in the next half hour here, Jennifer Fahey is here from Farm Aid. The date has been announced. I believe you're going to Hartford. So what is the date? When can people go online, I'm sure now, to Farm Aid and get tickets? What's the venue and when is it going to happen?
Farm Aid 2021 is taking place in person on Saturday, September 25th at Xfinity Theater in Hartford, Connecticut. So we're back in New England. This is our second time at this venue. Coming back a little bit quicker than we had expected, but it's a really wonderful place for us to be. And we're really excited to showcase the incredible diversity of family farmers across New England and the Northeast.
How is that represented? When you say diversity, let's talk about that, because it's one of the big things, an issue you may have heard me talking before you came on with me about the hiring and who's available for jobs and that sort of thing. I'm not sure that the focus on who's getting jobs is as important as who owns the farm and who owns the land. Because there's been a big problem, as you know, I'm sure, black farmers have been unable to borrow money, they've been unable to buy land, and that seems to be sort of a big focus in the Black Lives Matter movement, but it's not just now. I mean, all of these people that are jumping on the bandwagon late to the party, the problem with black farmers goes back decades, generations, as a matter of fact. So how does Farm Aid deal with that?
Farm Aid has always been focused on the people who bring our food to the table. And those people, you know, have been imagined as sort of this monolith, right, of perhaps middle-aged white men. Yep. And that is a big percentage of who farms. And on the other hand, you know, in recent years with the growth of local and regional food systems and local markets and new opportunities, we're seeing more younger people who haven't been raised in a family farm situation, you know, aren't inheriting land. They're seeking ways to get on the land and get started in agriculture. And you know, especially in New England, we have a really strong population of refugee and immigrant farmers who come from other countries and bring these incredible traditions from their own countries that are teaching us different ways to farm, different ways to crop, different crops to grow. And so, you know, that is a big focus of ours to bring those people forward and say, you know, this may not be who you think of when you think of a farmer, but these are in fact the people growing our food who we can support directly in our daily lives. And it's really, you know, the diversity of agriculture increases the value of agriculture for all of us.
How do you decide who gets the money? If you raised over, since 1985, 60 million plus, and all of the money goes directly to help farmers who need it, how is it decided who the farmers are and what the needs are? How do you boil that down? Because there has to be a lot of competition, I would have thought, for some of these funds.
There definitely is. And you know, Doug, how capital-intensive agriculture is. And
yep.
So even from the beginning, Willie Nelson did not set out to raise enough money to solve the farm crisis. You know, there's a huge focus on raising awareness, making connections, help people learn ways that they can support farmers directly and pass that knowledge on and just keep it going. So there's a number of different ways that we spend our money. We use it to support our internal activities like our farmer hotline and our policy work to advocate for fair policies for farmers and eaters. We also support a network of organizations all across the country that are working directly with farmers in their communities. Many of those are part of our Farmer Resource Network, who are referrals that farmers receive when they call in on the hotline. So if we've got a farmer in Iowa who's having some legal issues and needs some legal resources, we know who to point them to in Iowa that can help, and they've actually received farm aid funds to support that work.
And by the way, that number, if you want to dial up, it's 800-FARM-AID. That's the number, 800-FARM-AID. And can you get tickets there as well? How do you...
Tickets right now are actually sold out. We had an incredible response to Farm Aid, and tickets are sold out, but we're soon going to have information about all the broadcasts that we'll have so people can watch from home. But the hotline is there for farmers and eaters. Anyone who calls looking for resources, we can direct them and give them some information. For farmers, as far as direct grants, those are typically emergency grants. So a lot of the farmers who do call our hotline are calling in with oftentimes a crisis situation on the farm. They might not be able to currently put food on the table or pay the electric bill. And so farm aid grant funds are available for those kinds of things. We also respond after natural disasters. And of course, you know, farmers across the country, minus the Northeast, which is seeing so much rain, but across the rest of the country, farmers are experiencing extreme drought and wildfires. So there's likely to be some emergency funds going out the door this year to farmers and ranchers impacted by that extreme weather. Additionally, we do some farmer leadership grants to help farmers go to conferences and make, you know, do presentations to share their knowledge about what they're doing on their farm, to go to Washington to talk to their representatives, to advocate for good farm policies, and lots of different learning opportunities are enhanced by those farmer leadership grants.
Yeah, I would think there'd be a lot of attention now on the cost of food. A lot of people don't understand, although the pandemic has changed that somewhat, the reality of people going to the farm and seeing how things are grown. There's much more of that, especially when the produce department comes around, not so much with dairy, but that has changed a bit too, I think. And it just there are so many ways of using the info and the help here, even for the non-farmers. We want the families who are coming around, if you will, to understand we need to get good fresh food, have it available to us. There's so many other things. People are worried about water and the quality of water. As you said, I was bringing a load of hay back to my barn last night. I finished baling the last bale just as it started to rain, and the skies opened up for 2 hours. It poured, and bringing that load back to the barn, obviously the top part of it got soaked, but the roads had flooded out. There's a culvert actually across the street from my house, and I almost lost control of the load because the water was as high as it was, and there was a tree with the wind, and when we were confronting this, I'm telling you the story, because every week now for almost a month, and we look at the totals for the week, and it was more than was necessary for the whole quarter, and that's a real problem. If you don't think the combination of that wet weather and the dryness in the Northwest is going to affect the cost of food this year, you're kidding yourself. The cost of everything is going to go and be, you know, it's another thing. But the question is the farmer who's raising all of this, who's milking the cows, who's growing the food, is he or she getting the money that they ought to get? And the answer to that question is basically no. Now, that's why there's continuing need for the educational side of what comes out of Farm Aid. Jennifer Fahey is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm now about to talk about something that's good for everybody listening to this program, good for people that you know. Maybe you can talk to folks who are now thinking it's, all right, we're back to the COVID thing again. We got to lose our weight. We got to keep it off. So people did a good job of losing weight. But then kind of, well, they get relaxed. Okay, let's go back and have our chocolate and have ice cream and pie for dessert and all that good stuff. Well, if you're gaining weight and you're not happy about it or you're trying to protect your body, perhaps the best thing to do is turn back to Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitrin is made here in America. It is all stimulant-free, drug-free, all natural, the way that I like to talk about products on my programs is to focus, if I'm going to endorse something, on that which is all natural, and that's what this stuff is. It's the healthy choice, lose the weight safely, and keep it off. That's the guarantee. And it's proven to help not only with the weight loss, but keeping it off. That's what you want, without any side effects at all. By 3 months, get 3 months free. There are all kinds of deals you can get using the DJV code when you check out. And plus, you get free shipping, too. Buy the product. Try it. You'll find you'll be very satisfied. I know you will. 86% of the people get on this program lose the weight and they're satisfied and say so in all kinds of reviews that you can find online at the website toploss.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions. We got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Back with Jennifer. Jennifer Fahey was from Farm Aid. I sort of alluded to the fact that there's a lot of big money now going into land ownership and the factory farms that are putting the dairy people out of business, especially. Very troubling for me. But more important and more to the point in the educational side of things, Jennifer, understanding that if we keep selling land to the Chinese through whatever programs they're involved in buying up land, and we continue to disrespect what farmers are actually getting. And this has been going on since I was a kid, and I dare say I'm a little older than you are, and so I've been listening to this stuff for years, for decades, about how people just don't understand what it takes to grow good quality food and how you keep people on the land. And so that's part of your job. You've taken it on, Farm Aid has, to educate people about the good food movement, among other things. Yes?
Absolutely. And that's really critical. You know, it's really important that we're all doing our part. But I also want to mention that, you know, the work that needs to be done as well is advocating at that policy level.
Yeah.
And Doug, when you first reached out to me, it was around some great news that had just come down about the executive order that is about increasing competition and fairness in farming. And that is really welcome news. There's so many ways that that intersects with industrial dairy and livestock production and leveling the playing field for farmers. And so that's some good news. Of course, it's not, you know, written in stone yet. So, you know, Farm Aid will be part of the work to help the USDA implement those new rules that will help level that playing field and hopefully make it possible or less possible for the industrial, you know, factory farms to walk all over independent producers. Not all on us. It is important that we do our part, and also we've got to advocate for change at that systemic level.
Yes, and that's it. That's a good way of putting it. Advocating for change, or to go back, I'm one of those guys. I suppose people say, "You old codger, it's return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear." Well, I grew up around cows, and there were 14 cows milked on the dairy that I grew up on, and then I graduated to a dairy that had 40 cows. When I first started on my own, I had 40 cows. I had as many as 150 at one point in time. But it just isn't, you can't make it work. The numbers just don't work because of the pressure from big government. And so the important thing to remember here, I think, Jennifer, is that it's not the farmers supporting other farmers, although that's part of it. It's people who need to support and understand what goes on. And it's for your benefit. The average person's benefiting from having the ability to have good quality food, right?
Right, and not just the food, but the farmland preservation, the places that we like to take our families to go apple picking in the fall and berry picking in the summertime. The tax base, the way that farmers support our local communities, it's all to our benefit.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, check out farmaid.org to find out how you can watch and support, or you can call them at 800-FARM-AID. Jennifer Fahey, yes, you do have to come out and check out Eastley Farm, and we'll get ice cream and maybe something else around. How's that? Jennifer, thanks. Good to talk to you. And best of luck with this year's Farm Aid. Check it out again, farmaid.org.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
This report is brought to you by IBM. Cybersecurity and ransomware attacks have become a very real threat to U.S. federal agencies, with recent events putting a spotlight on existing vulnerabilities. New market research commissioned by IBM found that while U.S. federal agencies understand the urgency to modernize IT infrastructures, they view data security as the top barrier. More than 75% of government IT decision makers are concerned about security risks when migrating to modern cloud platforms. Howard Bovell, head of IBM Hybrid Cloud.
Enterprise technology providers are stewards of massive volumes of personal data, and we need to do our utmost to protect this data. A public and private sector partnership that adopts an open and secure hybrid cloud architecture with sophisticated security capabilities can help agencies ensure that data truly remains theirs, even in a hybrid multi-cloud environment.
IBM's new market research, Government Index for IT Modernization, provides insights into the critical role of security and privacy in cloud adoption and modernization decision-making. For more findings from the study, visit IBM.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking around here as I continue with you on the American Family Farm at 53 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. Don't forget our weekly podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.org, or you can actually go anywhere you get podcasts. They're all over the place. The American Family Farmer Show, you can find it there. A couple of recent programs and efforts at reviving our focus on preventing China from purchasing prime farmland and getting subsidies from the government. If you can imagine anything as outrageous as that, yes, it is going on. Learn how that's happening and what you can do, hopefully, to stop it. We also have a conversation in one of the recent programs about this farm-to-school network. The fellow that runs it, Thomas Delgado, Tomas, shared some very interesting things about school activities that are going on, teaching youngsters how farming works. And that's really, that's how else do you know about the food system, where the food comes from, unless you know how farming works. Also, one of our recent podcasts begins with the news about the plans to crack down on China's encroachment into family farming. And one of the things, that's also available, by the way, at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com and wherever you get your podcasts. I want to speak more to that right now. As a matter of fact, the fact that the top five tech companies that are involved in the tech companies that provide the service books and manuals and things for your tractors and your equipment. One of the big stories this past couple of weeks has been that the Federal Trade Commission has voted to make the right to repair a priority. I talked a little bit about this, but more down in the weeds, there are Republicans and Democrats who are all over this. The fact that manufacturers are requiring that you as a consumer buying their tractors and equipment use their licensed dealers to repair all the things, and you can't either find them, you can't afford them. We're used to the tradition of buying a tractor and being able to fix it ourselves. If we need to go to the company, yep, we do that. But I don't want to have somebody tell me I have to go to John Deere or whomever to get them to fix my tractor. And how it's gotten this far, I guess that's an amazing story in and of itself, frankly. But at any rate, The Federal Trade Commission is changing that so that farmers will be able to find spare parts on their own without having to go to a manufacturer, use what they call the aftermarket. There are ways of repairing. There are all kinds of booklets. You can go to Tractor Supply or any of these other places where you can get books that tell you they're basically manuals and parts information, and you need to be able to do that. So hats off to the people who are supporting that. It needs to be done. Something else that's happening that needs to be supportive all around the country, I brought it to your attention, I think, last week or the week before about the Maine Constitution changing the right to food laws. What I find hard to believe, frankly, is that this has gone this far. Legislation has been passed to limit the food you can grow on your own property. Did you even know that? Did anybody come around the food police and say, oh, you're growing some corn and tomatoes in your backyard, you can't do that? Well, that's the case in many states, and they're adjusting to that, or they're trying to adjust it. There is a language that's going to be on the ballot this fall in Maine to amend the Maine Constitution to allow everybody who has every human being, basically the constitutional amendment would read, all individuals have a natural, inherent, and unalienable right to food, including the right to save and exchange seeds, the right to grow, raise, harvest, produce, and consume the food of their own choosing. This is a perfect up yours to Monsanto and ChemChina and the other companies, Dow and DuPont, that are trying to control the world supply of seeds. This will make that impossible in the state of Maine. It should be impossible. It should be a federal amendment. How dare these people tell you and me what we can grow, when we can grow it, how we can eat it? Who the hell do they think they are? The bottom line is that that needs to be supported, and I'm looking at some of the other things that are going on in the federal government to help limit, and I'm going to tell you more about this next time we meet, to limit the ability of these countries and these companies to buy the land that they're buying. That's now in the Federal Register, something that we need to keep our eyes on. So that's it, my thoughts. Congratulations again to the folks at FarmAid. Check them out at farmaid.org. I'm Doug Steffen. Check this program out at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. It's harvest
time. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.